proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. The final name of God that we're going to look at is the compound name Yahweh Mikadesh. In other words, the Lord God, the Sanctifier. The latter word, Mikadesh, comes from the Hebrew verb kadash, a verb that meant to sanctify or make holy. The verb kadash first appeared in the second chapter of Genesis, when God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, setting it apart. He set apart that day from the remainder of the week as a special day to commemorate his rest from creation. He would make the Sabbath day distinction an essential part of the Mosaic Covenant, as detailed in the 20th chapter of Exodus, where he explains why he did so. Quote, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." And the word translated hallowed is the Hebrew noun kadesh. Nehemiah's speech to the Jewish people in the 9th chapter of the book of Nehemiah emphasized the uniqueness of that provision to the Jewish people. God had made known to them, and directly to them, his Sabbaths, as part of his interaction with the nation of Israel. In connection with the Mosaic Covenant, the title Yahweh Mikadesh occurred in chapter 20 of the book of Leviticus. God had given the Israelites statutes and ordinances, laws which committed them to a higher standard of moral living than the laws of the nations surrounding them. As God's peculiar people, the Israelites had an obligation to show their non-Jewish pagan neighbors the benefits that came from submitting to the laws of God. After all, God frequently commanded his people to, quote, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." God summed up his requirements for the Jewish people in a single sentence, quote, "Ye shall keep my statutes and do them," unquote. He added that, quote, "I am the Lord God, which sanctify you," using the compound name Yahweh Mikadesh. No other nation that existed or will exist can truthfully make that claim. God required the Israelites to practice a greater degree of purity in their personal lives than the morality practiced by the neighboring countries. As God's people and God's representatives, the Jews could do nothing less than that. Be holy because God is holy. We come to the conclusion of our series on the names of God, remembering that even though the heavens declare God and the firmament shows his handiwork, we know only those things about God which are revealed to us through the Word of God, the Bible. God has revealed his character to us through his names. By understanding the names of God, we understand the character of God. The names of God describe God's relationship to his people, God's relationship to the world. They also contain God's promises to his people, how God will protect them, sanctify them, prepare them to live in this world as truly one nation under God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.